This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israel-Hamas war continues to claim lives as analysts warn suffering won't end unless a ceasefire deal is achieved.
Three Israeli civilians and the shooter were killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the attack, believed to be linked to the Israel-Hamas war.
It's a hard day. A despicable terrorist murdered three of our citizens in cold blood at the Allenby Bridge. On behalf of the government, I send my condolences to the families of the murdered.
Israeli troops continue their operations against Hamas targets in Gaza over the weekend. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
Meanwhile, protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv on Sunday in the continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a deal to return the hostages held in Gaza 11 months into the war. Numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Frustrations have spilled into the streets in the past week after six hostages were shot dead by Hamas, which saw thousands rallying to pressure the government on the issue. On Sunday, several hundred were on the roads near the Israeli Defense Ministry, blocking traffic before allowing to pass in intervals. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says passage of a six-month temporary spending bill would have widespread and devastating effects on the department and the military.